Cuba, communists violently arrest water bike refugee Joe Biden deported. By Francis Martel on July 19, 2022. The family of Alejandro Tamayo Chacon managed to record the 23-year-old's violent arrest by Cuban repressive forces, Miami's Telemundo 51 reported Sunday. Shortly after the administration of leftist President Joe Biden deported him and two associates photographed attempting to reach America on a water bike. The U.S. Coast Guard published photos of the bizarre aquatic vehicle and its passengers waving at sea in a July 13 press release in which it confirmed the repatriation of 77 refugees to the murderous Castro family regime on that Wednesday. July 13, alone, boasting that the Coast Guard has deported upwards of 3,000 Cuban refugees at sea since October. The Biden administration's zealous campaign to deport Cuban refugees who attempt to escape communism at sea, the vast majority of whom attempt the journey independently, stands in sharp contrast to the lethargic efforts by Washington in containing the flow of migrants north from the American southern border, where massive human trafficking operations tied to violent drug cartels and other organized crime dominate transit. Telemundo 51 published a video taken by Tamayo's family of the arrest, provided by the family exclusively in addition to an interview. Tamayo's wife, who Telemundo did not identify by name, lamented that police burst into their home without a warrant or any other documentation and authorities have yet to explain clearly what evidence they had that Tamayo committed a crime beyond attempting to flee the country. The video shows Tamayo attempting to run back to his family and shouting while uniformed police crudely drag him away. Tamayo's wife stated that the Cuban man was being charged with resistance, without elaborating if she meant resisting arrest or a permutation of the commonly used crime of desacato, or disrespect towards the regime. She also claimed that police were accusing Tamayo of stealing the water bike used in an attempt to reach the United States. They said that the attempted refugees stole the water bike, but they don't have any kind of evidence, she insisted. I asked to see it. They did not show it to me. I'm very disturbed, very hurt, very stressed because they came into my house without a court order. They came in however they wanted, she continued. They didn't respect that I am 8 months pregnant. The Castro regime has ruled Cuba for 63 years with no regard for due process or human rights, beginning its time in power with the widespread use of firing squads and since, evolving to use tactics intended to mask its brutality, such as beating and arresting known dissidents on a regular, sometimes weekly, basis but not charging them with anything or sentencing them, then denying that the island is home to political prisoners. Mounting evidence of anti-communist resistance since the nationwide July 11, 2021, protests has prompted door-to-door raids, an enhanced criminal code that ensures longer sentences and greater punishment for disloyalty to communism, and mass trials in which children have received sentences of nearly 2 decades in prison for engaging in peaceful protest. Prior to the administration of far-left President Barack Obama, who Biden served as vice president, Cubans attempting to arrive by sea could remain in the country under a policy known as wet foot/dry foot. Obama repealed the policy as part of a larger pro-Castro policy implemented during his tenure, essentially forcing Cubans to choose the dangerous route north from countries friendly to the communist regime that do not require visas, such as Guyana and Nicaragua. The change in policy has proven a boon for international human trafficking operations that do not profit from Cubans' independent attempts to reach Florida by sea. Human traffickers made up to $1 billion in revenue smuggling people into the United States from Mexico in December 2021 alone, documents reviewed by Breitbart News this year revealed. The U.S. southern border under Biden is the world's deadliest land crossing, the International Organization for Migration, a United Nations agency, concluded in a report published this month. The author of the report observed that 2021 was the deadliest year for the border even before the Chinese coronavirus pandemic and added a disclaimer that UN statistics are likely an undercount. More than 1,238 lives have been lost during migration in the North, Central and South Americas in 2021, among them at least 51 children, the report read. At least 728 of these deaths occurred on the United States-Mexico border crossing, making this the deadliest land crossing in the world. The emphasis on diminishing danger for migrants under Biden has nonetheless remained in keeping Cuban refugees from taking to the seas. Not stopping other migrants, including Cuban refugees, from taking the land route. In its press release last week, the Coast Guard boasted of having deported 77 Cubans on July 13, all attempting to reach America on what the agency described as rustic vessels. Coast Guard crews maintain an active presence with air and sea assets every day through the Florida Straits to help save lives by removing people from unsafe environments, Lieutenant Travis Poulos, Coast Guard District 7, said in the press release. Our crews help prevent people from losing their lives in these dangerous attempts. Follow Francis Martel on Facebook and Twitter.